Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet.com.
Right to George this afternoon. Lots to talk about. How are you this afternoon, George Rosenthal?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on. What a great home run derby that was.
Oh, my goodness. It was exceptional, wasn't it? We're going to feature a little audio from that coming up here in Audio Cut of the Day. Let's talk about some of the topics that you sent over, including, look, this is summer concert season, and there are a lot of sports events that people want tickets for, but there's a lot of scamming that's going on out there, isn't there?
Yeah, everybody's trying to make a buck on somebody else's loss. It's terrible. And this is definitely very creative. The only reason this is happening right now is AI. AI is creating authentic, three-dimensional looking tickets. It has the authentic PDF confirmation emails. I mean, it uses the logos, the digital ticket receipts, real barcodes that look like the real thing. So what's happening is people are going on social media and they're going to marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace and so forth. And they're finding people that are selling tickets. And it looks like a legitimate broker, like a SeatGeek or a Ticketmaster. And they give you these amazing deals. Like, you know, if you get this here, we can bump you up a row. If after you buy, a week before the concert or a week before the event, they'll send you another email saying, hey, we can get you VIP access if you give us another $500. And what's happening is they're accepting cash through Venmo and Zelle, which is a one-way payment transfer. So don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. So people are saying, oh, I can get fifth row to my favorite band at the pageant. And they go on, you know, they're on Facebook Marketplace or they're on social media. They click on the link. It looks like it's the legitimate real thing. And it's AI that has created this entire website, the payment portals, all the confirmation. Everything looks exactly like you would have bought a ticket from SeatGeek. Yeah. And you don't know the difference until you get to the event. You can't get in.
Yeah, they scan your barcode and they're like, that's not a valid ticket, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Wow. And people, this is happening nationwide. It's exploding right now, especially this time of year. But AI is behind all of it because you couldn't make these things so authentic that they would be so real looking on your own. Like you'd have to, it'd take you so much to do it. Well, AI is doing this now at the click of a button. So don't ever buy any tickets on anything that has to have a one-way payment transfer. Also, do not use your debit card. Use a credit card so that you can try and get some of your money back if the transaction goes south, of course. And don't use anything else but Ticketmaster, SeatGeek,
StubHub.
Something legit. It has to be, or go direct to the box office of the venue.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Even Ticketmaster has, you know, resale that's up there through them as well.
Yes.
that are authentic. But that I can see how people would fall for some of this, especially with the follow up emails saying, "Hey, we have VIP access and all this stuff." So that's very interesting.
And this is going to come into full. This is going to get really ugly around football season because you have so many people trying to get into sold out games.
Oof.
And they're going to run across somebody on Facebook Marketplace that says, "I've got, you know, 50-yard line tickets, 10 rows up. I can't go. If somebody wants them, they can buy them." And then they click on a link, and it looks like the legitimate thing, and they take your $1,000.
Yeah.
So be aware of what you're buying and when you buy it.
Absolutely. All right, we've talked about phishing scams. I've even admitted that there have been a couple recently that have almost gotten me, including, you know, a notification. I got one last week, another one from the USPS, which was fake, saying you have a package and we need your information.
Man.
But now you want to talk about quishing, not phishing,
because
QR codes are being used.
Yes, these QR codes and the names crack me up. Quishing. I mean, come on. We're like getting a little ridiculous on some of these names. But it is quishing because it's a QR code. So everywhere you go now, okay, you go to a fast food chain, they serve a fantastic chicken. I won't even say their name, but they are my favorite and they're closed on Sundays, so you can figure that out.
Yes.
On their tables is a QR code. We don't stand in line. We just go straight to the table, scan the QR code, we put our order in on the app, and the food shows up at the table.
Huh.
It's very convenient. It's fantastic. Don't do that on an email. Don't do that at a gas pump. Don't do this at the parking meters downtown. Make sure that when you're scanning a QR code, if you're using your phone, this will work on Samsung as well as Apple, it will show you the domain name that you're about to go to before you click on the button, okay?
Yes.
If it doesn't look legit, don't go to it. People are getting malware put on their devices. They're getting data stolen. They're getting the credit card information that's stolen because they'll act like they're the parking meter. And when you put in your debit card, now they've got all your personal identifiable information. If you are going to scan a QR code out in public, use your fingernail and just try to get around it to see if there's another sticker underneath.
Wow.
These stickers are made so good and so professional, but you can tell when there's another sticker on top. So just make sure you're not scanning anything, and especially in an email. Oh, my goodness. Don't ever scan a QR code inside of an email because the email spam filters can't see it as a negative hyperlink, a negative link on the internet because it's a picture. So the spam filters and the blacklist filters just see it as an image. It doesn't read what the QR code takes you to. So do not ever scan any QR codes inside of an email. Go to the website yourself. You know, type in Amazon.com, USPS.com. Go there yourself and figure out what the email is asking you to do, but just don't do anything like that now. It's becoming an epidemic just because people are trying to find anything that's convenient for society. They try to use it against you to take your money. So just be very careful with that.
It's like going to the gas station, right? And remember for a while people would put in those fake credit card things that you could swipe?
Yeah.
The skimmers. That's right.
Let me shift gears here. I love the cleanup tool on my iPhone, and I've gotten pretty good at it getting to use it. For example, when I was out in Vegas about 6 weeks ago, we had some pictures that were taken outside of the David Spade, Nikki Glaser show at Caesars, and we had kind of fun picture, but there were people in it. We just took my little thumb and the cleanup feature, got all those people out of it. Looks like a brand new picture. So that's been very successful.
Yes.
But that's actually, Apple's rolling that out in more of a wider platform, or what's going on there?
Yes, it's getting a lot more sophisticated. So this is going to happen with iOS 27, and that is going to be the new AI engine that's powered by Gemini, or you can switch it over to Claude or ChatGPT, but I would recommend just sticking with Gemini. But this is going to be so intuitive that when you take a picture, if you basically tell it instructions that I don't want anybody in my background in my pictures, it'll automatically remove them. You'll be able to change people's hair color. You're going to be able to, if there's a piece of trash on the ground, you can just say, you can just talk to it and say, remove all trash, remove all the tourists in the background, and make my hair color a different color. And it'll just do it inside your image. Now, the computing power on that is unbelievably awesome, except for the amount of hardware that it takes, the amount of processing power that it takes. So you will need to have an iPhone 15 Pro or a 15 Pro Max or greater. So if you have anything, if you have a regular 15, it will not work. It will be very limited in its features. So
I have a 16 Pro Max, so I'm set.
Okay, then you're set. You're all set. You'll have that on iOS 27 when it comes out, I believe, in September. But it is very exciting. And I know there's a bunch of Samsung listeners out there right now laughing at me because they've had that feature forever.
That's right. We've had it forever. Remember when I did that? I got that cut out of Fred with the folders that we used to paste on everything? Yeah.
Yeah, so
that I don't remember, but I do remember that Samsung users continuously remind me that they've had features that we haven't had for years.
Correct. Yeah.
I just ignore that usually. I don't really pay attention to that. I thought we talked about this the other day, Sue. But one of the topics you have on here is the death of the traditional car thing, the key fob,
yes.
Right? So are we gonna start using our phones now? Now, like this is where I'm so spoiled, and I swear to God, I never did it until this summer. But the audience, Sue, and the producers know that I have kind of a little gimmick at 5:50 when it's during the winter. I start my car remotely from my seat here. Now, I've actually started to it a little bit in the summer because it cools the car off so nicely. So a lot of people have apps and remotes and things like that, but you're telling me that we may be moving to no keys or no fobs and just using our devices?
Yes, and it's for a very good reason. It's car theft is out of control. So here's what else is happening is that there is like I've mentioned this several times on Tech Talk Tuesday, and there's a little toy called a Flipper Zero. Okay, it's a hacking tool that you can get for $100. I can sit outside of anybody's house, and when you click your button to open your garage door, when you click your key fob to unlock your car, to start your car, I can copy that frequency
because
it's a basic. Yep. Well, it's a basic Bluetooth RF frequency. It's a very, very simple thing. This is going to an ultra wideband technology. So what that means is there's a digital key that will be in your wallet on your phone, and this includes Samsung and iPhones.
Okay.
It'll be a digital key in your wallet that you can use with your watch as well. And when you get within so many inches or feet of your car, you don't have to take your phone out of your pocket. You don't have to unlock your phone, anything. It will automatically send the signal to the car, letting you know that you're next to the car. And then when you're sitting in the car, it knows within an inch of where you're sitting in the car, whether or not you can start it or not. Now, what that does is it completely removes anybody's ability to copy the frequency that's being shot out by your key fob. Okay. It's also a lot faster. You're not having to deal with the key fob. You don't have to worry about losing the key fob because it's in your digital wallet. So you're not replacing car keys anymore.
Which, by the way, those can be expensive.
Wallet,
yeah, those fobs can be expensive.
He knows. Yeah,
because I'm an elitist.
Absolutely.
I know.
those are $350, $400 a key.
So wait a second. Is this then, just to be clear, will this be for vehicles that we'll be buying in the future, or will this be something
retrofit.
We will use? Yeah, retrofitted to the vehicles we have right now, or both?
Nope, this is going to be in the future. So,
okay,
when I mean the future, I mean new cars coming out in 27.
Yeah, okay. That's important to know.
So this
is
coming up. Yeah, it's coming up, and it's going to be a digital. Basically, you're getting rid of the key. I am so excited about this because I'm tired of carrying around keys in my pockets, and I know this is a first world problem. I get that, but it's annoying to have these giant key fobs in your pocket when you have everything else in there, like phones and wallets and everything.
Well, because I have this little, I call it my man purse, this little cooler that I keep my Diet Cokes in. And in the front section of the cooler, that's where I keep the key fob. And when I go out to the car still opens and starts because I have the fob in there. But then I get home and I'm like, where is it? And sometimes it's in my pocket. So I don't think this would be that hard to get used to, certainly.
Oh, it'd be easy.
Yeah, right. I mean, essentially, the fob is doing what the phone is going to do anyway. It's just bigger and clunkier in your pocket.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Exactly. Exactly. And I am really excited about it. Just on the not only the convenience factor, but just the theft issues as well. The ability to not have to carry keys anymore. And then if you do something like an at home smart system, like your front door or garage door on like a MyQ system, now you're really getting rid of all keys. Now you don't even need your house keys. Because you're walking in your door with your phone, you're starting your car with your phone, you're opening your garage door with your phone, and it's basically all tied to your wrist anyway on your watch. So it's multiple-fold awesome is just the fact of not having to carry the keys, but also not getting your car stolen when you're in a parking garage downtown and somebody copies your key. They know you're going to the baseball game for 3 hours, and now your car is gone.
Well, you better not lose your phone, though, right, yeah. George? I mean, that's the downside. And then if I get a new phone, I got to make sure all of that transfers. Well,
but they would be able to. They wouldn't be able to just open your phone up.
It'll be in the cloud, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be in your cloud account. So when you have a cloud account that's synced, and you always want to have this, by the way, if you don't have this to back up your devices, definitely do this. I have an iCloud account. I know it's different with there's the Google Play Store and the Google accounts. Definitely back up all your mobile devices in the cloud, because if you lose your phone, who cares? Go get a different phone with your insurance or whatever you have in place. Download your re-update the phone via the cloud, and your wallet is back in place, and so is your car key. So that's the beautiful part of it, and it's secured. The wallet is secured through your face and fingerprint.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of the point I was trying to make.
There.
Tech Talk Tuesday. We wrap it up again on this Tuesday afternoon. George Rosenthal, throttlenet.com/97.1. Preach five. Thank you, George.
Thank you so
all
much.
We'll
have a great
you.
Rest of the week.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.